News Talk Zebby, we welcome back Andrew Kelleher of JMI Wath for a look at markets and business and where it's all going. Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too.
Hope you had a good break.
Over
the past couple of weeks, there has been a bit of share market activity though.
Yeah, sort of while we're enjoying our summer, Tim, while we're doing tennis and long summer evenings, cricket, barbecues, all that sort of thing, the financial markets do keep rocking on along, and share markets around the world actually been generally pretty settled. I mean, and that's not like last year at the end of 2018-19. This was a pretty disruptive time for share markets, so we're happy to see share markets being relatively settled. If I look at the Dow Jones, Christmas Eve, 3,223. Closed last Friday at 1.3% higher than that. So, look, it's not huge gains, but we'll talk about the context of those gains in a minute. The local share market, look, it's generally a period of pretty low turnover around the Christmas Eve, New Year period. We've lost a little bit of ground, about 90 points on the NZX 50, but that's nothing significant really. On the other side of the Tasman, the Australian share market, they're up 2% since Christmas Eve, so they've been pretty resilient through what's been a tough period of time for the Australians. Interest rates, their wholesale rates slightly lower. That reverses some of the rise we saw in wholesale interest rates over December. If I look at the New Zealand dollar, Tim, bit of action here actually. Into the end of the year, we made some pretty solid gains going into 31st of December and early 2020, actually hit a high of 0.6750 against the US dollar, and at the beginning of December last year at 0.6422, so quite a bit stronger there, and we saw that very evident against the Australian dollar. If I look back to, say, November, trading around 92 cents against the Aussie dollar, well, we got as high as 97 cents.
Ooh, parity,
in early
parity,
January.
Parity, yeah. Parity, here we go again.
You could already hear the call for the parity party again, which I'm not buying into that. A strong rally in gold and oil as well, and I suppose that brings us to the context, Tim, what was actually happening in that period, and of course it was all geopolitical tensions. You had Trump authorising the strike against the Iranian leadership, and that basically pushed geopolitics to the front of people's minds again and explains some of the risk aversion, explains why we see gold price going up, why we see the oil price going up over that period, why we see lower interest rates. The interesting thing is, though, is they've backed off a little bit. So oil spiked up, it's come back down, gold spiked up, it's still higher than it was, pre-Christmas, but it's come off a little bit as well. So all in all, relatively settled.
One very important thing, of course, in a global sense, is how things are going in the States. And we've got job market figures, which are very important, coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the evidence of the state of the U.S. employment market. And we got that on Friday, U.S. non-farm payroll data for December. So it gives us a view of state of employment in the world's biggest economy and sort of momentum into the end of the year. Now, jobs data for December, a little bit short of estimates, not that much. It's just a small miss, really. I mean, when there were expectations for 160,000 jobs to be added to the U.S. economy in December, it's 145,000, not 160,000. But if I look over the whole year, the U.S. economy added 2.11 million jobs in 2019. Now, that is the slowest pace of job growth we've seen since 2011, but it's still pretty strong. Remember, U.S. unemployment rate now, 3.5%. It's at 50-year lows. Wage growth just backing off a little bit, 2.9% rise in average hourly earnings growth. That's the first sub 3% reading since July 2018. So a little bit of pressure coming off wages, but no real sign of sort of a recession in the jobs market. So, I mean, yes, it's maturing as that jobs market growth, but pretty good, really.
Can we have a quick blat through the numbers, please?
28,823 in the Dow, down 133. The S&P 500, 3265, down 9. NASDAQ, 9178, down 25. The FTSE 100 lost 10, 7587. The Nikkei, 23,850, up 111. Shanghai Composite, relatively unchanged, 3092. The ASX 200 gained 55, 6929. The NZX 50 up 14, 11,551. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, 0.6630 against the US, 0.9610 Aussie, 0.5962 Euro, 0.5075 pounds, 72.50 yen, gold trading at $1,562, and Brent crude, $64.98.
Great to have you back on board. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth.